Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. Israel Defense Forces say they've hit hundreds of Hamas targets. CBS's Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country is now engaged in a, quote, long and difficult war. Hamas gunmen broke through the barrier that Israel uses to contain Palestinians in Gaza. The militants, designated as terrorists by the U.S., fired waves of rockets into Israel and arrived by sea and even in paragliders. It was a coordinated assault. Civilians were slaughtered in the towns of southern Israel. And Hamas also took hostages, including women, children, and the elderly.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said in a statement that four Americans are among those killed by Hamas. Democrats in areas struggling to deal with arriving migrants are trying to find a solution to the rise in border crossings. On Face the Nation, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wrote a letter to President Biden with this suggestion.
I hope that they will put one office together. I know the White House right now is coordinating it, but they need one office, and in my opinion, one person at the head of that office that we can call, that we can work with to coordinate.
Now to Hawaii, where parts of Maui devastated by deadly wildfires are reopening to visitors. Our Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
Tourism drives the economy here on Maui, and the hope now is that tourist dollars will help with the recovery and rebuilding effort. According to officials, the island has lost $11 million every single day since this fire 2 months ago. At this point, it's still too early to tell how many tourists will return in this early stage.
The oil cartel OPEC will release its world oil outlook on Monday. Analyst Tom Kloza with the Oil Price Information Service on what to expect.
The problem is going to be for diesel and for jet fuel. Both of those products are relatively tight in world oil markets, and they could rise, you know, considerably higher here in the next couple of months.
Simone Biles wrapped up the Gymnastics World Championships by winning two more gold medals Sunday, further cementing her status as the most decorated gymnast in history. And at 26 years old, she becomes the oldest U.S. woman to win a gold medal at Worlds.
It's a lot coming in and day out and competing, but I'm proud of the work that I put in, and that's exactly why we work so hard in the gym, putting those numbers in, working on that endurance, but I am ready to go home and relax.
She said that to NBC, and all she received five medals at the competition in Belgium. California's governor has vetoed a bill that would have capped the cost of insulin at $35 a month. Gavin Newsom also vetoed a bill this weekend that would have made free condoms available to all public high school students, citing a high cost for them. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's only October, but I'm already thinking about the holidays. Specifically about how I always procrastinate on gift shopping. But not this year. With Kohl's 3-Day Deal Dash, I got 50% off an Amazon tablet, 20% off Lego sets, and 30% off a Crock-Pot slow cooker. Plus, I saved 20% on some of my gifts and got $10 off because I spent over $50. So, is it too soon to put up the tree? Select styles. Amazon and Lego coupons do not apply. $10 for $50 offer and deals end October 11th. 20% offer ends October 15th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. this morning and continues until 8 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 32. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 53. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour. Dom, airing of the grievances is the tradition here. And I've had the same grievance since we've been doing talk radio together. That's going on like 12 years, about to flip to 13.
Damn.
November, sometime in November. I came up with this bright idea over somewhere in November, let's just say. But Dom, Red Airwave, America's conservative talk radio saturation. That's been a problem for me since the get-go. And this actually coming from the foreign press. With Pixie the Chihuahua curled nearby with studio walls covered in mementos, Jeff Katz leans into a radio microphone and delivers a rather less cozy message to his conservative audience. Here it is, folks. Joe Biden and Democrats are corrupt villains destroying America. I don't like them, Katz tells his news radio WRVA audience with his from his home studio in Virginia, referring to the 80-year-old president. I think he brought a gang of grifters to the White House. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Now, Dom Katz is a veteran foot soldier in an airwaves army saturating talk radio with thousands of usually unscripted, occasionally unhinged shows, often featuring long debunked conspiracy theories.
The best kind of radio.
Now, Dom, over the years, conservative talk radio's mixture of multimedia superstars and fringe hosts have fed millions of voters with misinformation about Barack Obama, school shootings, vaccines, and election fraud. Those last two brought to you especially by your girl, Vicky. Along the way, they've galvanized the radically right-wing politics that brought America Donald Trump. On the Sean Hannity Show that plays right across the dial here about 5 o'clock every night, on the Sean Hannity Show, the most listened to talk radio broadcast in America, with weekly audience topping 16 million across 600 stations, the 2020 election was falsely referred to as fraudulent, rigged or stolen in 35 out of 45 episodes, according to MIT transcripts studied by the New York Times in 2021. Polls show those falsehoods have sunk deeply into Republican voters' minds. And by the way, Dom, right-wing talk radio thinks Trump has the juice. Show hosts are shrewdly aware of the industry's symbiotic relationship with Trump and often dismiss concerns about his criminal indictments while attacking critics who warn he is a threat to democracy. How dare Diamond Kroot? Across some 1,500 conservative stations. Now, Don, we've enumerated that number here in the state of Wisconsin down to 81 outlets, right? 81 right-wing talk radio stations putting out about 235 hours. Is it a day of right-wing talk? I thought it was
a day. And that doesn't include the religious stations, if I recall that number.
Well, they often work in tandem, but that's an excellent point you make, Dom. Across some 1,500 conservative stations, that must be nationally, Dom, radio's outrage machine beats the drums over Biden's supposed cognitive decline, urges Republicans to crush opponents, and elevates Trump as the lodestar of a largely male, older, white audience. Trump is far and away the overwhelming selection for Republicans, according to Katz. He told the AFP, the reporting source here, in his cluttered studio, acknowledging primary challengers face long odds against the ex-president. He says Trump earned massive listener appeal because he copied talk radio's populist shift and ditched traditional Republican platform. When the GOP establishment crafted immigration reform in 07, conservative radio helped tank it in what historian Paul Matsko called the beginning of the rise of ethno-nationalist nativism in American politics. Thank you, Rush Limbaugh, right? A little bit more. Can't excuse Hannity either. Trump has mirrored that nativism to dominate the primaries and the airwaves, Matsko said. There's a lot of talk radio in Trump, says Dom Giordino, who is 72, is the dean of Philadelphia radio. Trump has the juice, and these people want the juice. Giordino's listeners, like millions tuning into the syndicated stalwarts, Hannity, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Dana Loesch, Mike Gallagher, during rush hour commutes, squarely backed the brash billionaire. And after Republican hardliners ousted their party leader, Kevin McCarthy, from the U.S. House leadership Tuesday, host and callers discussed the technically possible but all but absurd idea of installing Trump as the chamber's acting chieftain. Oh boy, Gallagher chuckled Wednesday on air. A man can dream.
Sometimes those dreams are nightmares, Gallagher. Cody, I'll jump in here. Tired of playing nice while listeners feed off hosts' rebellion and indignation, the show's anger can also feel performative. Yeah, you think? We are all in this business as entertainers, Katz acknowledged. He dismisses their frequent insults. Biden was called a walking vegetable on Beck's program. As on-air personalities being passionate about politics, conservatives in America have for a long time felt marginalized. They've felt that their voice is not respected. Boy, I can go off on a tangent there, but I'll continue with the reporting. Virginia listener Wendy Yeoman agrees and applauds the coarse style. Conservatives have been too submissive and not aggressive enough, she says, and now they're just tired of playing nice. Radio deregulation in 1987 opened the floodgates to partisan programming, and ex-DJ Rush Limbaugh, a master of political bombast, blazed a right-wing trail to challenge the National Public Radio Network, routinely accused of reflecting liberal sentiments. News talk radio at present is dominated by conservative hosts, and yes, it's very influential, says Michael Harrison, publisher of leading trade magazine Talkers. Back in 2016, several hosts were Trump skeptics, but they noticed their ratings jumped when he came on their show. The audience loved Trump, Harrison says. As a result, radio hosts started to be more Trump than they were before. I mean, didn't Trump hang up on Vicki McKenna when he first came on their show?
This entire state of Wisconsin was anti-Trump. Trump lost Wisconsin by double digits to the abhorrent Ted Cruz, Dom. I mean, Ted Cruz beat Trump by 13 in Wisconsin because right-wing talk radio, be it Charlie Sykes, Mark Belling, Dan O'Donnell. I mean, I guess I shouldn't speak for Dan. But Vicki McKenna, Jerry Bader, they were all anti-Trump until they weren't.
Cody, Trump thrilled listeners in February of 2020 when he awarded Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. 9 months later, Rush told his audience, there's simply no way Joe Biden was legitimately elected president. That's Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh died in 2021, but his legacy remains. According to Talkers, today's top 10 news radio talk shows are all conservative. Brian Rosenwald, author of Talk Radio's America, How an Industry Took Over a Political Party That Took Over the United States, bluntly explains the lack of progressive presence and Trump's appeal on air. Nuance and compromise isn't good radio, he says. In the 2000s, liberal hit the airways pushing left-wing agendas, but the network Air America was humorless and wonky, like nails on a chalkboard, Katz recalls. It folded within 6 months. Crudy, how long did you say
you've been doing this
show? I'm sorry, 6 years. How long have we been doing this show, Crudy?
12.
That's at the Raw story by the AFP.
But we are not doing this show with excellence in radio broadcast on because of our nuance or compromise.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm okay with, you know, getting in some faces. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. But I get it. You know, if people want to grow an audience. They want to get advertisers. They want to get paid. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. And to see how folks would reject Trump, rightfully so. I mean, rightfully so. And it gets worse. Like after, you know, he actually had a political record, after we see what he did when he lost the election, what we see the reporting now. I mean, it continues to get worse and worse as Trump is being shown to be a less than honorable human being. But as that continues on, these right wingers and even Rush Limbaugh, no way Biden won that. What? Why? Why is that such a shocker to you Republicans? You Republicans, all you Republicans, you won on the same election Biden won. Are you telling me that somehow, some way, Joe Biden, you know, he was fraudulently elected, but your own elections, well, those were totally fine. It's the same piece of paper, man. So it doesn't make sense. And you see people like Vicky, people like some of these, you either get along with the Trump train or you got rolled over, right? That's how it was. But you have no core. You have no core belief that you're like, oh, my God, while maybe he's lowering taxes, and we know that's Republicans, cure for everything. You give a guy a pass on the rape. You give a guy a pass on the coup. You give a guy a pass on the fraud. You get a guy a pass on the violence, on the threats. I mean, on the dissemination of top secret information. These are all now facts, folks. Courting and hanging out with, you know, the seditious conspiracy, folks. The Proud Boys, stand back, stand by. Seditious conspiracy convictions, man. You know what I'm saying? At what point? Is there a point? Or is it all just about the entertainment? All about the clicks for you radio folks?
Well, right-wing talk radio, Dom, dominates in the Milwaukee media market. We're playing out right now on WAUK and WRJN. But the big righty-whitey stick down the dial, WISN, it's a monster. And I can tell you that Dan O'Donnell, who gave testimony, very slanted, very misleading testimony, as the invited speaker at a Republican Assembly Elections Committee hearing in a locked Capitol building at the bequest of Janelle Branchon, the biggest cuckoo in the state. Now, Dan O'Donnell, when right-wing talk radio told the truth, Joe Biden won Wisconsin. Joe Biden won the presidency. You know, their ratings dumped, cut in half. Half their listenership, bye. They don't want to hear that. That's not a truth they want to hear. But the January 6th, Tom, the January 6th was galvanizing. For the right, they loved it. Just tell us it was rigged. Tell us it was stolen. Tell us we're the victims. Couldn't possibly be that we've got a less popular rapist criminal presidential candidate. They doubled their ratings back. And they've stayed there as long as they've told the lie. So when this Katz guy in this article talks about the grifters coming to the White House, the grift is on right-wing talk radio. They will lie to you for fun and profit and ratings. We'll never do that.
News.
Come back. More devils.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We will never tell you lies, not even sweet little lies. You can join us at 844-
Righty Whitey Talk Radio is not telling you the truth.
This article mentions what the Hannity's audience, 16 million people on 600 radio stations. Was that what I read?
Yes.
Per week. So now let's think about Fox News for a minute, right? They settled with Dominion for almost $800 million because they were lying to their audience. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a track record, yo. Call it a trend line. Let's see where that trend line is going. Well, Smartmatic's still in the action. They're trying to sue them for what, about $2.7 billion, right? Defamation, lying to the audience. Well, it may make some money on the front end, but, you know, once in a while, there's a little comeuppance on the back end because some people don't like getting lied about. And some people have some pockets they can go after people like Fox News for that. So that's the reality of it. And I know, Nate, did you happen to grab the Gutfield sound?
I sure did.
Oh, man. Good man. I appreciate that. I know it's kind of a late ask, but it continues on. A Washington Post piece, Philip Bump, today, a Fox host suggests.
You've got to declare this, Tom. Is this a grievance? Are you claiming a grievance here?
Is it a grievance? Man, it's just what it is. I'm just laying it out for you, folks. You can call it what you want. Here's the headline. A Fox host suggests that the answer to division is war, not voting. And this is a great gut feel. This is supposed to be the funny guy. This guy's got like two shows a day on Fox News after going on a litany of about his grievances about, you know, the Black Lives Matters and the social justice and how the, you know, all those folks got away with everything. And the January 6th folks, well, since they're the oppressors, you know, they have to pay the price. He went on to articulate what he really meant. And if you would, please, if you're ready for it, Nate, let's play it for the people. How Fox News recently here is talking about, you know, the civic conversation and how things are in this country. Let's play Greg Gutfield.
We had a war over slavery. We knew slavery was inhumane and immoral, but somehow we couldn't solve slavery peacefully. It was an evil. But one side refused to acknowledge that it was evil because it was too big of an admission for them to make. Doesn't that feel that way now, that this defiant refusal to reverse this decline argues against the survival of a country? What does that leave you with? It leaves you with, you need to make war to bring peace, because you have a side that cannot change, because then that means an admission that their beliefs have been corrupt all the time. So in a way, you have to force them to surrender.
Or we could make love, not war.
I tried that once.
Or we have an election.
I had to go to a doctor.
Elections
don't work. We know that. We know they don't work.
They do work.
Look what we have. Look what we have. We had a moderate president, and we have crime exploding everywhere. We had a Democrat president promise that he was going to be moderate, promise that he was going to unite the country. And now we have a terrible education system. But we have no border. We have crime everywhere. Every facet of society is in peril and in chaos because our elections don't matter.
Greg Gutfield, superstar over at Fox News. To make change. Elections don't work.
Peace through war. Seems a little Orwellian there. And wasn't it Lou just yesterday, conservative Lou from Cudahy, calling us propagandists, Tom?
He called me a propagandist, Groody, yes.
But when you turn on these media outlets, right-wing talk radio, when you turn on the Fox News, it is a literal different reality that they are hearing. And they want to believe that reality, Dom, because in that reality, they're right.
Sounded like a lot of projection. Oh, there's a side that can't change because they will have to admit they were wrong. Yeah, man. Like, look in the mirror. And so, like, ultimately, what it comes down to, like, I would accuse the right wingers, and I would never suggest that this is a need for war. I mean, come on, man. The civil rights movements. I mean, when people have issues, man, sometimes things happen, and people should be held accountable if there's violence or if there's vandalism and all those kinds of things. No question. I think everybody would agree with that, you know, as long as it's equal under the law. Right. Right, Greg. But to suggest that somehow the only way forward, Mr. On Fox all the time, funny guy, is somehow to have war, to make war, to get peace. That's your suggestion?
War upon ourselves. This is not war to get peace in Europe. This is not repel Putin from from Ukraine. This is
Ukraine, or hell, even if they came to our borders, crew. That's not at all. He's talking about other Americans who have political differences from him. And I vehemently disagree with all sorts of policies and certainly attitudes and behaviors of this MAGA movement. But I would never suggest for a moment, that the answer to that is go start shooting people. You know what I mean? Where's the responsibility from these folks? I mean, maybe it's my own fault for expecting that a company who's making that kind of money and has all this attention and resources, who've now been sued for and settled for almost $800 million and is on the hook perhaps for a Smartmatic for another almost $3 billion, that they would change their ways or see the light. Hell no, man. We just talked about it. Look what happened, Kurt. You talked about the ratings of right-wing talk radio here in Wisconsin. When they stopped talking about the lies, when they stopped propping up the BS of Donald Trump, telling them sweet little lies, well, we lost their audience. They don't want to hear that.
Well, Dominic, the other day I asked you, I said, you know, we got to update our biography. It's been like 12 years. I said, I would probably lead with my personal biography. I, Crudy, would lead with the fact I've been banned from Fox News. Like, I wear that as a badge of honor of sorts, as you well know. And it also frees up a lot more of my Sunday afternoons. Don't get invited on the Mike Emanuel show or any of the other Foxy News products down. But when I hear you bemoaning the violence and citing Gutfeld, the, you know, peace through war guy, I can't help but think this sounds a lot like envy, because you've never been invited on Fox News.
It's okay with me, man. Nor C-SPAN, but you know, I guess I'll have to settle for our audience. We love our audience. Come back with us. We're airing our grievances here on Friday, 844-967-2789. Come back with us.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. this morning and continues until 8 a.m. this morning. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 32. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 53. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 35. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. We air the grievances. Rolling through the happier happy hour with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Madame, got to go to a Canadian band to set the tone for an American jobs report. A damn good one. Tell me, Bidenomics is working, is it not?
Apparently, damn.
Did you see the new jobs report? Doubled the estimates, Dom. Something like 360,000 new jobs reported. Still at record unemployment or very near the lowest unemployment. And the participation rate amongst the wanted employee age demographic of 25 to 54. You know, I'm still in there for now.
Not for long.
Apparently, the participation rates amongst that age demographic, very, very high. Here's the only problematic part. From the labor's point of view, wage growth is flattening. It's flattening. The great news, so is the inflation rate. Labor is now, labor cost is now spiking above the inflation rate. So currently, if you use today's new findings, people are receiving greater compensation increases than they're seeing loss through inflation. So I take this to be a damn good jobs report. Wonder how they'll skew it over on the Gutfield show on Foxy News down.
Oh, time for war. Too many people working. I mean, I don't know. That's what they said last time. We have some sound, I believe, of the president. Maybe taking a little victory lap on this.
Before we get there, we got some breaking news from our buddy Nate the Newsman. What'd you find for us, Nate, on the Twitterverse,
Oh, well, this is coming from Scott Bauer over at the Associated Press. Breaking: liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court justice refuses to recuse from redistricting cases despite impeachment threat. Justice Janet Protasiewicz denied requests from Republicans to recuse from a pair of redistricting cases, issuing the order shortly after 5 o'clock.
Little Friday news dump for you folks.
There you go, baby. There you go.
Game on. If Protasiewicz is not recusing, then of course that probably will encourage Robin Voss. That's all the incentive he'll need to try and impeach her. Now, we understand Robin Voss is not going to proceed with the impeachment of Megan Wolf because a court case. There's a court case. He's hopeful the courts will throw her out, although that's not the way the Supreme Court ruled the very last time on the Preed case.
Right. But
he's hopeful he won't have to impeach Megan Wolf. But wait till
we'll
Monday.
We'll call it an off-ramp.
What will be his off-ramp if Protasiewicz is giving him the double birds? Will not recuse, will not recuse. Now, you grin when you heard this news. And thank you, Nate, for keeping our audience informed. When you heard this news, your immediate reaction is a ear-to-ear grin. You like this news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? She won by 200,000 votes. They had this judicial commission look at what she said. She didn't promise anything. In fact, specifically, she said she didn't know how she would judge because she knows. But it's rigged. We know that. You know that. It's not just better candidates, Robin Voss, and better policies. It's also better maps, you know, because remember when you did that all in secret with your attorneys and you brought them all in and people had to sign non-disclosures? Remember all that? Yeah. If that wasn't important, why did you do it that way?
So the breaking news, if you're just joining us, just hopping in the car, Janet Protasiewicz, Justice Protasiewicz, no recusal on either of the redistricting cases that will probably come before the Wisconsin Supreme Court very soon. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And hearing that gives me, I'm pleased to hear that because from a layman's point of view, when I heard, I think on this very network, that over 50% of the districts, legislative districts, have islands outside the body of their district, which makes them clearly unconstitutional. So don't give me any crap, conservatives on the Supreme Court, all these maps are constitutional, because by the wording in our state's constitution, they are not constitutional.
And clarify what you mean, Mark. So, like, you got a district, and then you got another part of the district that doesn't touch the original part. And as you've told our audience a few times, what is it about contiguous and compact districts in the Wisconsin Constitution, Mark?
That's what they have to be, and you can't split up wards either. I mean, you have wards have to be within the same district. I mean, you can't split a ward up. You're not supposed to be splitting a county up. You're not supposed to be splitting towns up, and they split up cities and towns. And from my understanding, that's not supposed to happen. That's in my layman's view of the Constitution. That's what happened. If you read the Constitution as somebody who's got a sixth grade education or above, that you should be able to understand that. And for these conservatives, I mean, I was just looking it up because it got me thinking that for this Trump and his blood poison mouth, that is right out of Mein Kampf. I mean, he's paraphrasing Mein Kampf. He goes, in Mein Kampf, there's an English translation, blood mixture and the resultant drop in racial level is the sole cause of the dying out of old cultures. And there he screeds right into the mightiest counterpart of the Aryan is represented by the Jew. And then he goes on to saying, well, Jews equates Jews with Marxism. And, he actually comes out and says, that this, we're supposed to be beholden to the strong. And when the when you have a Democrat, he's arguing against democratic society in Mein Kampf. And apparently that's what these Republicans do not believe in democracy. Gutfeld said he doesn't believe in elections.
Well, they don't always go the way they would cast them to come out, Mark.
Right. So then you change your policies, you change your strategy. Perhaps you reach
well, they
out
did.
And try to do something different.
They're trying to change their policies on democracy. Like, let's get rid of that. Autocracy is good enough for us.
As long as it's our autocracy. But, of course, that's the whole thing. You guys and gals, you Trumpsters, you megas. Don't you understand? Look at anybody that does business or was associated with Trump. Disaster follows. And sooner or later, if you follow this autocracy, this, some sort of dictatorship, sooner or later that turns on you too. Don't you get it, man? That's what it's all about. And okay, you win some elections, you lose some elections, but we have elections. We have, well, we had peaceful transfers of power. You know, representative government.
That's weak. That's weak. Take that. Yeah. Take the government. Just tick-tack up and take it. When you're a celebrity, they let you do it.
Yeah. You know, and it's really disgusting because do those who would advocate for that kind of action, called a war, a civil war, a violent action, whatever their case may be, do those who would advocate for that and support that think that somehow that they would not be a part of it, that it wouldn't come to their door? You know what I mean?
Well, Gutfield's probably got a couple of shotguns and a 30-aught. Probably got a couple ARs too. Figures he's well armed for the civil war to come.
Terrible. Short-sighted. Ignorant.
Well, if I can outgun my neighbor, then might makes right. I'm the king of the neighborhood. I got the biggest bazooka. I don't currently have a bazooka, Dom, so I might be Gutfield's.
I want a bazooka. Why can't I have a bazooka, man? What about my Second Amendment rights? I want a bazooka. I deserve a bazooka.
844-967-2789. Again, breaking news. Janet Protasiewicz will not recuse. Judge Justice Janet Protasiewicz here in the state of Wisconsin. And also, we've learned Republicans don't believe in democracy. They'd prefer war to bring peace. At least those represented by Greg Gutfield on the Foxy News.
And then I do have to say,
yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, finish your thought. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to lay out some pretext for the sound from the President of the United States. So you better say
all right, we'll get there in just a moment. But did you notice the other hosts on the Foxy trying to, whoa, what about make love, not war, right? There are three other people that chimed in when he said
what about elections?
Elections don't work, right? They were trying to pull away from that. But Gutfield said it, man. And this is a guy that a lot of folks, oh, he's a funny guy. No, man. There he is advocating for violence on the biggest biggest cable news network in the country. And he's saying it, with a smile, so it's okay.
You funny. Just don't understand his humor, Dom. It's a dry humor.
Oh, okay, okay.
See, my humor hits you right between the eyes, so you get my humor, but you got to infer the humor with Gutfield.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for that. Because here for a moment, I thought he was, advocating for violence on a national cable television show. But, what do I know?
Well, that Vicki McKenna effectively did the same on Right Wing Talk Radio right here in Madison in Milwaukee, Dom, in regards to who's the Kyle Rittenhouse? Told her audience, go get your guns. Go load up, patriots. Show up. Stand up. Right? She did that on the FCC regulated airwaves. And that was after people had been murdered in self-defense. I still use the term murder. Still happening, dude. Hasn't changed. Hasn't changed.
Shouldn't there be a change? I think there should be a change, man. I mean, that should be acceptable. Not from a listening standpoint. If you're listening to somebody tell you promoting violence, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you might want to check
your guns.
Might want to check yourself. Now, aren't you, a lot of those folks claim to be, Jesus lovers and all that religious stuff? Really? Is that what it is?
Who would Jesus shoot?
Right. I'm going to start making up some bracelets and selling them on mega websites. Who would Jesus shoot? Joe Biden, obviously.
Are you done ranting? Can I pivot back to the excellent jobs report?
Yes. Let's talk about Bidenomics, man.
Let's hear it from the president. We already set the tone with a Canadian ban. Here's Joe Biden. All American.
Folks who have been left behind in previous recoveries and left behind for too long. We have the highest share of working age Americans in the workforce in 20 years.
Wow.
More from President Joe Biden earlier today. Play it for him, Nate.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. And it's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, the bottom up, not the top down.
I am also growing from the middle out, Dom. I'm gonna call it Bidenomics from now on.
Yeah, that's something. Is that what they call the restaurant? Biden, since he took office, tell us about it, Joe.
Since I've taken office, we've created 13.9 million new jobs.
Now, that might be skewed statistically a tad bit because, you know, the last guy drove the economy into the ditch because he had terrible COVID response and wouldn't wear a mask or lead by example and got a shot in private and didn't want to wear that mask because makeup would run. But, you know, tell me about more how manly Donald Trump is. But at the end of the day, you know, we come back after you open everything up. There's going to be some natural jobs opening up. But it cannot take away the facts. Here, man, this is a great jobs report. Anything else you want to talk about? The deficit.
Let's get more sound from Joe, I thought.
Yeah, we do. We got some more sound from Joe on the deficit. Let's hear cut number five, please, Nate.
Quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of Republicans in the House saying they want to cut the deficit when all they really want to do is once again cut taxes for the very wealthy and big corporations.
And that's all they have. That's all they say for everything. Hey, we got a worldwide pandemic. Let's cut taxes. Oh my goodness. You know, we got a huge deficit. Oh, cut taxes. That will somehow make more tax revenue if we cut taxes. You see how that works? Come on, Republicans. Let's hear a little more on Joe Biden talking about China possibly meeting with their leader. Cut seven.
There has been no such meeting set up, but it is a possibility.
See, you see it wrong. China.
You know, the Republicans are all mad about that. They got to figure Joe's got a Chinese account. Oh, wait, that probably was Trump. Wait, who got all those patents? Oh, that was Trump's daughter. Anyway, I digress. Here is President Biden on the speaker. Cut number eight, please, Nate.
For some people, I imagine it's going to be easier to work with than others. But whoever the speaker is, I'll try to work with.
And Dom, there's breaking news about the former blown speaker, Kevin McCarthy. He is now claiming he's in it to win it. He's going to run for re-election in 2024 for his congressional seat.
Not to be the Speaker of the House again.
There had been rumors and apparently false reports earlier today that he was going to resign his position.
Take his ball and go home. If you don't want me here, I don't want to be here.
I mean, if I were him, I would just go get a job on Fox News or something. Probably pays better. Who wants that crappy job? Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. It's Friday. We air them. 844-967-2789.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. If you have something to say, you can hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. The Make It Dawn show coming up next.
Dominic, when you next see me on the radio, I'll be in Eau Claire, going up to Eau Claire on Monday. I'm going to broadcast from there. Try to make some new friends, do a little partying. You know how we do. And anyways, Dom, be back in Bad Town on Tuesday. But next Thursday, got a little speechifying to do. I was invited down to speak to the Greene County Democratic Party, which means I'm not going to be able to join you on the radio next Thursday, folks. So we may have fill-ins. We may just swing it. I don't know what we're doing. But anyways, next Thursday, if you are a Greene County Dem or you want to be, come join me in, I believe it's Montello. I'll be speechifying in Montello next Thursday, Dom. And one and only chance to party with the Devil's Advocates in Madison this fall. I mean, you never know. Maybe a winter party. But not this fall. This fall, the Jade Monkey, October 17th. Come party with us. It's your one and only chance. It will be a good time. Live broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Soiree to follow.
Crudy, heard the Packers headline or the song we always play. I love to bang on the drums. That's a big Packer.
You know, they're playing Monday night game, and I've purchased my wife concert tickets for the very same time.
Oh, you're going to miss the game.
I'm going to miss a portion of the game.
I'd let you stream it on my phone, but you'd probably answer it. David Bakhtiari. He confirmed his season is over.
Oh, great.
Over before
it started.
Oh, man.
Thanks for wrecking my weekend as well, Dom.
Well, so perhaps you really won't miss the game. But David Bakhtiari confirmed season is over, but feels doctors have identified the problem and he will play next year. So as always, next year, Tom Silverstein reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
That is not great news. The Badgers play tomorrow morning. I'm going to try to catch that game in person. If you got like three tickets you want to sell, 844-967-2789. You can get Upper Deckers from the box office. But, you know, I don't like when the fourth quarter rolls around being in the upper deck. I'm not a big fan of the heights anyways, but the swag in the upper deck, it's a little more than sometimes my tummy can tolerate. I don't want to have an episode.
No episodes for you, Curdy. We reported earlier, Justice Janet Protasiewicz rejects calls to recuse herself from redistricting cases. Nate told us about the AP tweet from Scott Bauer. Molly Beck of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writing it up. Protasiewicz issued an order Friday afternoon in response to requests from Republican lawmakers asking her to recuse in a case because of her comments during an election. The lawmakers argued her comments amounted to prejudging the cases. Recusal decisions are controlled by the law. They are not a matter of personal preference. If precedent requires it, I must recuse. But if precedent does not warrant recusal, my oath binds me to participate. Protasiewicz wrote in an order released on Friday. Strict adherence to the law is especially important here. This recusal motion has been filed by a co-equal branch of government. I take its request seriously. I also appreciate that this motion has engendered strong feelings in some quarters among people of good faith. Protasiewicz says,
and Robin Voss.
Search the law books and my conscience to ensure a correct and impartial ruling. No, she's not going to recuse Republicans, nor should she.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. Wouldn't be a Friday without you, fella.
Man.
Hey, glad I could help out. Hey, I found it real interesting earlier in the show. Don't make me laugh. Hey, I found it real interesting earlier in the show. You talked about in 87. And I don't want to mention it was president. Oh, the law, the fairness law is there in the broadcasting.
Yeah, the fairness doctrine.
The fairness doctrine changed. Yes, exactly. And, you know, I've always looked at that as kind of some insider trading going on there, you might say, because when you think about it, it's like they had their team with Oxy Pop and Abed Rush. And, you know, they had their team already set out. And then they change the law, you know, and us on the left, we kind of got flat footed, and it's like, didn't realize the craziness they were going to take it to. Oh, my Lord, that's always bugged me, though. That's my gripe.
But now that you know the devil's advocates are here equaling or exceeding their level of craziness each weekday, 4 to 6 p.m., Rico, does it bring you some solace?
Yes. I only have to tune in here. I get it from here. I don't take it from Fox. Oh, that's what I'm Fox. I got to bring this up if I got time, guys. Hey, you know what? This is really getting that sand you talked about in my gears. I'm a football guy. I'm a Packer guy at first, but I'm a football guy. I've been talking about this before on the show. Listen, we got to get a hold of the NFL and tell them we don't want Fox no more. I used to be able to, on my antenna, people, you can get this stuff for free. You don't have to pay for cable. That's why they're number one, Fox News. It's because cable, regular news beats them every day of the week. Listen, we got to get that NFL out of Fox because I only get, if the Packers playing at noon, I get the Packers. That's nice. But I don't get the second game anymore. You don't get the second game on broadcast TV, and that's crazy.
You don't rate a second game, Rico. You're lucky you get one game on Fox. They don't even tell you the score right at the end. They always tell you Trump's team won.
Nice.
You know, the Badger game will not be on regular TV tomorrow, but you can stream it on the Civic Media app. Take us with WRJN, our flagship. Maggie Dawn, our friend. Maggie, thanks for calling. What do you got for us?
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, guys. Always good to talk to you on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, you know it.
Just wanted to share what I think is the appropriate analogy related to the request for Justice Protasiewicz to recuse herself.
Yes, please.
You got like a minute, Maggie. Make it quick.
So she's saying that the maps are rigged during the election would have been like the judge from Waukesha County that presided over the Waukesha Parade murder trial saying before the trial that that man killed some people. That's the factual analogy. The questions, respectively, are going to be, are the maps so rigged that they're unconstitutional under the Wisconsin or U.S. Constitution? And the question in the Waukesha Parade murder tragedy was this man competent and how should he be punished? That's the appropriate analogy. Facts are facts. The maps are rigged. Thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate your work on Friday afternoon.
Well, someone's got to work on a Friday. Maggie Dawn, our good friend. We are the Devil's Advocates. We work on Fridays. We do our best to entertain you and maybe teach you a thing or two. Don't forget the rerun Maggie Dawn show coming up next. A rerun Pizza Box Mike, but that's okay. You're going to be listening to high school football all around the state of Wisconsin. And then you're going to tune in for the morning cannolis and then a big Badger game. WRJN, our flagship, WFHR, WRCE, WLAK. Go Badgers. Have a great weekend, all.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA,
paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments, the benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to pva.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.